Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Terry Bradshaw is putting up $1 million for grabs in this week's free-to-play Super 6 contest. You are. All you have to do is correctly predict the outcome of 6 NFL games. Make sure you get your picks in before kickoff Sunday for your chance to be a millionaire. And for top story scores and more, go to the Fox Sports app. Colin, Cowboys and the Washington football team is one of the matchups this week. Give us your winner and final score.
Washington's defensive front. Not Cowboys bad. O-line's all beat up. I'd probably take Washington. Washington?
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're not bad. They have a unit that's excellent.
Yeah.
So I would take Washington.
Yeah. Their defense is good.
By the way, let Terry Bradshaw, the Hall of Famer here, four Super Bowl rings.
Did you notice?
What's that?
I got tired of coming in here in T-shirts, and I asked Vicky Trilling, I said, would you lay out a nice suit minus the tie? I want to go and show some respect this morning.
Well, that's nice of you. Speaking of respect.
Plus, I'm giving away another $1 million.
Yeah. This weekend.
You know what? I've yet to figure out how I give away $1 million.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen if someone picks six games. You know, someone asked me the other day, well, I said, well, you get the app, you call it in, and it's real easy to just pick six games. And then they said, well, you got to have the spread. And I went, I don't think it's the spread. Is it? I don't even know.
No, you correctly predict
You
got to
predict
games.
The score.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Let me tell you something. It's not easy.
No. Hey, I pick games every week. I'm picking college and pro games. And I don't think I've ever gotten one score right.
Yes. Do you know Vegas, I usually average about 54 to 56% in my Blazing 5 picks. Professional handicappers try to hit 56.5.
Really?
Anybody tells you they hit 70%, they're just on bourbon or they're making crap up. Nobody hits that.
Bradshaw bourbon.
By the way, your Steelers, they're 5-0 for the first time since your 1978 team.
How about that?
Okay, so in 1978, I was 14 years old. This is when I was getting into the NFL. I remember that team. I can name every player on that team. Pittsburgh, and you and Ben may have had your issues, but I said the other day, this team is a little like yours. Big, strong, stud quarterback, great front seven, and playmakers at wide receiver.
Right.
And I can't name all the guys in the secondary.
Right.
This is a little throwback Steelers team, right?
Donnie Shale, Mike Wagner.
Yeah,
strong safety, weak safety.
One guy wore a cowboy hat.
That's Mel Blount, right corner, Hall of Fame.
There we go.
Yeah.
But
Donnie Shale just went in at strong safety
in the Hall of Fame. This Steeler team, it's a little like yours. Throw the ball down the field.
Right.
Big play wide receiver.
Right.
Is it a Super Bowl team to you when you look at it?
This Steeler team? Yeah. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the way they're playing and playing very consistently. Last week on the Fox pregame show, I laughed at Cleveland. They're talking, you know, they're going to go in there. It's the new Cleveland Brown. I said, they're going to get that butt whooped. I mean, Ben and I both are 12-0 against Cleveland at home. He is now 13-0. And I'm not worried about Cleveland. We don't lose it. We don't lose at Cleveland, not with Ben playing. And but yes, I think they're playing better than Baltimore. I don't know of another AFC team. I'll tell you right now, Tennessee, who they are playing this week, and who obviously I picked to beat Tennessee. Two undefeateds. There's three left.
They're missing their left tackle though. So Tennessee's left tackle's out. That's not good against the Steelers.
Well, that's not my problem. I feel bad for that, but. They go 6-0. They're just building momentum, and Ben's playing lights out. Oh, by the way, while I'm talking about Ben, I don't think you know this, either one of you. I did an interview with Ben Roethlisberger, and it was the best interview I've ever done because of the friction that's been between the two of us. Self-imposed or whatever. And out of that interview, him being relaxed, jovial, fun to be with, calling me a superstar and having fun with it. And we came out of that interview and I said, wow, it felt so good because I was nervous doing the interview because we haven't gotten along. because of off the field stuff, and I was very critical of him. Not his playing, just off the field stuff. And so this interview we did 2 weeks ago, I feel like his defense, everything's been mended. I think it's good, and I look forward to going to Pittsburgh now and being able to go up to Ben and say, hey, how you doing? He has my number. I had a writer there in Pittsburgh give him my number, so if he ever wanted to call or ever wanted to talk, hopefully will one of these days. But it's good. It's good for him. It's good for me. It's good for the city. It's good for the Steelers.
And I think he feels supported now. There was the Le'Veon Bell AB stuff. The GM came out and said, it's your team.
Right.
And I think Ben is, and a lot of this is because of your history, Ben needs to feel supported. So when you go to Pittsburgh and they got all these rings and all these trophies and the star was the quarterback and you come in and, you know, you don't live up to it, you can't beat the Patriots and Peyton Manning beat you. I think a lot of this is, it's the pressure. By the way, this is what you got to face in Dallas with Troy Aikman. It's what you're going to have to face in New England with Tom Brady or in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning. So I think some of that tension is Ben hearing it all the time. Well, Bradshaw won Super Bowls. Whether you want to, you know, it's a reality of life. You replace Howard Stern.
Sure.
You're going to hear about Howard Stern.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So I think he feels supported now.
He does not have to ever look over his shoulder at me. He has had to deal with various players interchangeable, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
The same team that won the Super Bowl when you were 13 is the same one that won the Super Bowl when you were 19.
That's why I remember all the players.
Exactly. And so that's before player movement. Now you get new players in. You have Le'Veon Bell gone. You have Antonio Brown gone. Your tight end gone. Players come in and want more money gone. You can't pay them all.
Right.
And the Steelers have done a great job of drafting players. But he doesn't need to look over his shoulder at me, because if you ask me right now, I mean, I can't warm him up statistically. It's not even a contest.
Right.
You know, but we won 4 Super Bowls, and, you know, I've never had anybody say, hey, Terry, how many yards did you throw for? Well, I'm glad I can't remember. It's pretty embarrassing. You know?
Well, it was a different era. It was a different time.
Yeah, it certainly was. But you can't say – it's a different era. You just accept it and you move on, and that's life.
So I've said this for years. Aaron Rodgers is great. I think I have no questions about that.
Right.
Don't love his body language all the time.
Right.
Sometimes I feel like if he has a bad start, he kind of
leaves.
And I. By the way, if he's ever trailed in a football game in his career, he's got a losing record.
Ooh, that's good.
That's not great. Meaning he's a little bit more of a front runner when it gets a little uncomfortable, and I felt last week after that second pick,
you're spot on.
He kind of shut it down.
Shut her down.
So you see it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sat right there, watched it. The team was playing bad. He was playing. When he missed that cover two, when he missed the tight end down there, he never misses that. And why did he miss it? Thought he was going to get hit, and he rushed the pass. Now, he's not going to admit that, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. But, no, I would. I would. That's the difference. But he did not play well. He didn't have time. They couldn't get open. And I said this on the air. No one would have beaten Tampa Bay last Sunday. If that was the Super Bowl, is my beloved Steelers couldn't. Nobody would have beaten Tampa Bay last Sunday. It wasn't because Tom Brady threw for 400 yards, because when he does, they normally don't win.
That's right.
It was because they were efficient offensively, but their defense. Man, if you ever thought, well, defense is finally back in the NFL, I never seen a year like this with the COVID-19 where defense was lagging behind offense. If you noticed that scoring was the first 4 weeks, we're all sitting here going, scoring's historical.
Right.
Historical. But did you look at last week? Now the scoring is coming down, 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 and defense for the good teams going up, up, up. Pittsburgh, Baltimore,
Tennessee,
easily. Tampa Bay. And I'll tell you who's a scary team. And I hate to see that Fitzpatrick, I called him Fitzgerald last night, but the quarterback down in Miami, you know what? That's a scrappy bunch, man. Yeah. That Miami Dolphin bunch?
Yeah.
Dang, scrappy.
You know, it is interesting. So you didn't have to, I remember your backup was Terry Hanratty.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about that. I think Fitzpatrick was kind of bothered about the Tua time thing. And my takeaway is, Terry, in 2020, if they're spending all these money on first-round quarterbacks, you got to know. I mean, Alex Smith knew. Patrick's getting it. We moved up in the draft to get him.
Right.
So I look at Miami, and I think you're right. I think they're good. Fitzpatrick was bummed out. But don't you kind of have to know in 2020?
Well, listen, Jimmy Johnson, dear friend of mine, I'm one of his best friends, and we talk almost daily. And he and I both – and Jimmy said this. He said, don't you know the Miami coaching staff is in practice and in meetings, and they're seeing this kid, and they're going, whoa. It's kind of like Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty.
I remember that.
Hey, he's doing good, pretty good out there. Hey, doing pretty good out there. And I think Tua was one of those, whoa, man, this kid has really picked this up. He's really doing well. And Fitzpatrick, God bless him.
He is what he is.
He said it broke his heart. I never heard of an athlete saying it broke his heart to lose his starting job. But to me, that hurt. I felt bad for him.
Of course.
He has played Pro Bowl level quarterbacking. But he also throws, he throws untimely picks. And it's almost, it's comical to some extent because it's like, all right, they're 3-3. It's about time for him to have a blow up.
Right. We know that is part
exactly.
of his
That's
legacy.
His MO, and God bless him. But I'm excited for Tua. When he was operated on down in Houston, I called him and talked to him while he was in the hospital room. And when I hung up the phone, I went, wow, what an impressive young man.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So I'm sad for Fitzpatrick, but I'm also very, very excited. Listen, he's sitting over there, and he'll be a good backup. He's been one his whole career.
Well, you can make an argument.
And he'll be a great mentor. And if they need him, he's very comfortable coming off the bench.
Yeah. So I like Carson Wentz. He's a playmaker. And I like
– Oh, he drives me nuts.
So you're one of these haters.
I'm not I don't hate anybody. What are you talking about?
But you're very critical.
I'm very critical. I'm
only – Carson Wentz?
When? On Wentz? No, I'm not. When? When was
Do
I?
You like him?
Yes, I do, but he drives – what's wrong with – I love my kids, and they drive me nuts. Do you love your children?
Absolutely.
But do they drive you nuts?
Okay.
Absolutely, sometimes.
So what did he do last night?
Throwing across the field?
That was bad.
Bad? I mean, three –
terrible.
When the cameras hit the wide receiver, there were three defensive backs and one receiver. 30 yards of Troy Aikman. And he's like, holy cow, you don't do that. And when I try to demonstrate, when you're outside the pocket, you can see – you don't throw picks outside the pocket because you can see everything.
That's a good point.
In the pocket, you got bodies everywhere. You will make mistakes. And I also question the play calling. Quarterback draws down at the 2-yard line. I'm like, whoa, that's gap defenses down there. It's just, I didn't like that at all. And Carson just makes, he just makes some throws. You just go, don't do that. Don't do that. Drives me nuts.
So when you look, like a Patrick Mahomes, obviously a great talent.
Right.
Go back to the 70s, 80s. He's lucky. So he's lucky. He got a really good offensive coach and good players.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work that way. Often you go to your first couple teams in Pittsburgh, no day at the beach, right? It became great.
Right.
Is there anybody, because with Mahomes, it's almost like, oh boy, I've never seen that before. Was there anybody, now I remember Burt Jones in your era.
Oh, there you go.
So it's funny because when I watch Mahomes, I see a little of Burt Jones. But Burt didn't get all the – he got Lydell Mitchell. But
Roger Carr.
When you saw Mahomes for the first time, did he – what was his comp?
I saw him in college, I didn't think anything of him because that's that offense and that's Texas Tech.
They score a million points and
exactly. lose. Exactly. And Leach is off at Washington State. So what do you think about that quarterback at Washington State who threw for 5,000 yards? Well, it's that offense and that's Leach. That's his offense. So I didn't – normally those spread offense quarterbacks, when they come out, you don't hear from them anymore.
It's a big
adjustment to the NFL. But not this kid. So this kid, they knew something about this kid that the rest of us that are watching television didn't know. They researched him, and they knew that, hey, this kid maybe not was going to be what he is, but they knew he wouldn't be just a guy that got drafted in 2 or 3 years to be out of the league.
You know, he's not that – you're a big, strong guy. Big Ben's big arm. I don't know where Mahomes generates his arm speed because when you're next to him, he's not as big and burly and strong as you. That kid can throw 75 yards. Like Jamarcus Russell could throw it forever. He was 6'6".
Yeah.
Some guys.
Where's he? Alabama doing something.
Yeah.
How about the kid up in Buffalo? Troy Aikman told me he never seen anything like it.
Josh Allen?
Oh, unbelievable arm. And you know what? At the Super Bowl last year, we had, I'm on the sideline watching him warm up, and as the game went on, and I'm standing next to Jimmy, and I went, where's this cannon of an arm I've heard about? I didn't see it at all. I saw a nice arm. I didn't see a howitzer. You know, Allen's, it's, you hear it come by. You know, I didn't see it. Maybe he's got it. Listen, if you've got it, then that's something nobody else has. And you learn how to play under that. You don't fly your planes at full throttle. You back it off.
But big arm can be a burden.
It can get you in trouble.
Well, got Namath in a lot of trouble.
Right.
Did it, you know, I remember completions. But when you were young and you had a huge arm, were there times your coach was like, Noel was like, Terry, we got Franco and Rocky. And did you sometimes not understand the gift you had?
I think I knew my gift. And because I didn't understand coverages, I had a tendency to wait and see if he was open and then gun it.
You can do that in college.
Yeah. No, this is in the pros.
Right. Can't do it.
This is not in college. This is in the pros. As you learn defenses and study defenses and start understanding them, what formations dictate to defense and so on and so forth, you drop back, and you know from reading the coverage pre-read, and when you drop back, you know that number one receiver is not number one now. Number two is number one, and number one is number three, and number three is number two. And you learn that, and when you do that, now you have the anticipation comes, and you don't need the gun. The gun is – that's what I said earlier. You know, it's great to have all that power, but you keep it in reserve for when you need it. Other than that, strong-arm quarterbacks have a tendency to wait a little longer to make sure they're not, you know, what they're seeing is real, and gives the defense a chance to catch up. Whereas a guy that has just an average arm, the kid in with the Los Angeles Rams, average arm, but he's good at anticipating. There's a lot of guys like that. I think Burrow's at Cincinnati got a nice arm, not a cannon, really smart. Anticipates well. So guys with Tua, you'll see, has a very good arm, and he'll be smart. Doesn't have the cannon of it, but very good arm. So it's good to have the power, and you only use it when you really need it, like if you've got to throw it 65 or 70 yards, or if you've got a really gun that come open late at 18 or 20 yards.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have it, you know, but you learn how to play without it.
Well, it's funny because for people listening, Terry was the first quarterback that I, as a kid, that was like big arm. And then there wasn't one for a while until Elway. Elway was the next one where people talked about Elway before he got to the pros. They're like, oh, this is a, everybody, no,
right.
I mean, it was just a bunch of guys that were like Kenny Anderson. 6'3", threw a nice ball. You were the first big arm guy that people, I mean, Stabler didn't have a big arm. Greasy didn't have a big arm.
No.
And then it was Elway. And then we went along, and then I'm trying to think, Manning didn't have a big arm. Yeah, and then it was Favre. So it was you, Elway, Favre, and now I think it's Mahomes, or maybe it is Josh Allen.
But well, now let's go back to the Washington Redskins when they won, what's his name?
Rippon?
No,
Doug
black
Williams?
Quarterback.
Yes,
won
Doug
the
Williams. Yeah.
What'd you
Doug
say?
Doug Williams.
Oh, cannon.
By the way, threw
cannon.
The prettiest ball. I mean, just tight spiral. Kyler Murray, by the way, throws a football like that.
Yeah.
Just
Hey, listen, watch Kyler Murray, the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, and see if he doesn't remind you of Sonny Jurgensen with his release. He holds the ball really low and really winds up and throws it.
Yeah. Wildly entertaining.
Wildly entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoyable to watch. Fun.
Yeah.
For a guy that people who he's too small. I had questions myself.
Oh, so did I.
As I did with the coach. But dang, I even said on the air one day, I said, I believe this coach is better for the pros than he is in college.
Terrell Davis was a better NFL running back than a college running back.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, we got to go. That was that's the most time I've given any
guest.
That's
20 minutes?
Yeah, it's a long time on the show.
But I haven't even promoted all my products
yet.
Okay,
just say something nice about the bourbon. Say something about the bourbon.
Bradshaw Bourbon is finally out on the West Coast, folks. It made it out here now. So go to your store and get it.
Bradshaw
Bourbon.
Doing
great. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's great. Don't forget, I got Fat Boy Britches. It'll be out next year.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you some of those.
Some Fat Boy Britches.
You don't need them. You're a skinny guy, but but Fat Boy Britches.
Know, Goulet,
yeah,
Bill. What? Goulet over there could use.
Who?
A producer.
Oh, I see him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely need him.
Good seeing
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me on,
oh,
man.
Oh, I love.
Finally.
You bet. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
All right, I want to save some time for Jason McIntyre. So,
you can walk off set. Go ahead.
LeBron. Okay. So LeBron's getting some criticism from anonymous NBA agents. In a survey done by The Athletic, one gave his opinion on LeBron's public image, saying, transcendent talent, but an over-choreographed public image and off-the-court persona, too obviously rehearsed and planned, not genuine, an obsession with creating a legacy instead of letting the legacy create itself.
Oh, boy.
And then another agent took a shot at LeBron's relationship with Rich Paul and the work they do at Clutch Sports, saying it's really LeBron who recruits for Rich Paul, and because of his power and prowess, the young players are seduced by LeBron James in the same way people were seduced by Michael Jordan with David Falk.
Oh, boy.
LeBron has leveraged his popularity with young players for seducing them for Clutch, and it's not serving all the players well.
Oh, boy. They mentioned Nerlens Noel got robbed on a contract. Nerlens Noel couldn't stay healthy. I mean, come on. This sounds like bitterness.
This is bitterness written all over it. Like, what is, first of all, what's seducing? What's seductive about it? But like the greatest player in the league, who many consider to be the greatest player of all time, is suggesting that you sign with the same agency he's with?
Didn't Michael Jordan get Russell Westbrook to sign with a shoe company? Why? Because he's Michael Jordan.
He's LeBron James. Of course, if you're a young player, you're going to take his advice.
By the way, I know Rich Paul. And anytime I criticize, if you want to criticize Rich Paul as an agent, so twice I've criticized a player, I get in my car driving home, he calls and yells at me.
I mean, this is a little ridiculous.
So they represent, Rich Paul represents his players, because he basically, I apologized to Rich Paul 2 weeks ago. I texted him, I'm like, because I was very questionable about KCP, and Rich Paul called me for 10 minutes and sold me on KCP, and he said, you're wrong. And after the finals, I was like, okay, I'm wrong, you're right, KCP's
no,
very
KCP
good.
KCP had a huge final.
And he was a very good sport, but Rich Paul represents his players, because if you criticize him, he'll call and sell his player to you.
I mean, honestly, I don't know why this is a story. Like, other agents are upset that LeBron James, that the agency that LeBron James is with gets players.
Oh, God.
What a shock. Oh, and LeBron is a big talent and he cares about his image.
By the way, if Oprah called me and Oprah said, I've got an agent I'd want you, because I love Oprah, and said, I got an agent calling you should consider, you don't think I would...
No thanks, Auntie O. I'm good. I'm going to take your recommendation.
That's the way the world works.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not a story. Like, what other agents are jealous of Rich Paul and LeBron James? LeBron doesn't air out all of his dirty laundry to the entire world, so he's not really authentic. That's meaningless. Nobody is authentic anymore, and there's a reason for that.
Because
there's
you get
very
eaten
good
alive.
Reason for that, and it's not saying that you should live a lie, but everybody isn't entitled to your business.
Right.
That's just ridiculous. Finally, Daniel Jones looked like he had a guaranteed touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Before he tripped and fell just outside the end zone. He ended up with an 80-yard run before that fall went viral, and plenty of the NFL players chimed in with their thoughts on Twitter. Mahomes said, I mean, I can't even say anything because I would never be able to run that far either. Stephon Diggs said he tripped the same way people do in scary movies when they're running from the villain. DK Metcalf said, Daniel, pick up your feet. And Bilal Powell says, that's got to be a meme, right?
That I will
was
say this.
Really funny moment last night.
He's pretty fast.
He's fast, and he's the leading rusher for the Giants.
Look at him.
He was moving. It's just it gets you right there. I think what it was is the rule is, when you're booking it like that, the other Giants players are laughing at him. You don't look to the left or right. Don't worry. If they catch you, they catch you.
Yeah.
Just keep straight ahead, pick him up and put him down and get in the end zone.
But again, look at his raw speed here.
No, he was running, according to Next Gen Stats, he was running 21.23 miles per hour on the run. That's the fastest top speed by a quarterback since 2018. So he was moving. He just, you know, sometimes your feet get ahead of you a little bit. And
My mouth gets ahead of my brain sometimes. It's the way it works. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Jason
news.
McIntyre, red hot with his picks, joins us next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Let's not waste any time. His name is Jason McIntyre. Got a podcast every day, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre, and he is now joining us in The Herd Live. He makes picks. Both of us had a little bit of a rough week. Let's not waste any time. We call this segment Tomorrow's Headlines Today, J-Mac. So let's start. Steelers at the Titans. What will the headline be?
This is definitely the game of Sunday, Colin. The headline will be Music City Mirage. I'm not a believer in Tennessee. I'm sorry. You know, Tennessee kind of reminds me of country music, right? I like it a little bit. Everybody says you gotta love country music. I don't love it. I'm not that into country music. I'm not that into the Titans. This is a bit of a fraudulent 5-0 team when you really look at the numbers. And Colin, they lost their big left tackle, Taylor Lewan. That's huge. Last week, his backup gave up a strip sack to J.J. Watt. Now J.J. Watt's brother goes up against the backup. I love Pittsburgh. Colin, I'm telling you now, Pittsburgh is on par with Baltimore and Kansas City in the AFC.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What's it going to be for the Cowboys at the Washington football team?
Boy, Dallas looked pretty bad on Monday night, but fear not, Colin. The headline will be Mr. Zeke goes to Washington. I love Ezekiel Elliott this week. Fumbled twice on Monday Night Football. And now all I hear is the Dallas offensive line is so beat up. This Washington front's going to kill him. Colin, if you look at the numbers, the Washington front seven has not been as dominant as they were in the opener. Their league average in blitz pressure, sacks, pressure rate. It's just they're not dominating as you thought they would. I love Dallas in a bounce back spot. I can't believe this is a pick 'em. I gave this one out for sure. Dallas, take them. They're the right side.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Buccaneers at the Raiders. This is tasty.
Game of the week for sure, Colin. I love this one. In Vegas, the headline will be Bucks Raid Vegas. I'm jumping back on Tampa. This is the COVID game this week, right? The Vegas Raiders have a ton of COVID issues, and especially on the offensive line. Now you're going up against the number one rated defense. According to Football Outsiders, they ate Aaron Rodgers alive. 4 sacks, 2 interceptions. And offensively, Gronkowski coming off his best game against Green Bay.
Yeah.
He goes to Vegas. We know he's going to score. I don't know how he's going to do on the field, but he's going to have a great time for sure. And I like Mike Evans in a bounce back spot. 1 catch last week. Big game ahead for Evans and the Bucks.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is Leonard Fournette healthy this week? I'm not sure if he is or not.
If he is, he's going to have a big game. The Raiders' run defense is terrible.
Yeah. Tomorrow's headlines today. I stayed away from this game. I think I would have gone with the Niners +2.5. Niners at the Patriots. What are the headlines?
Yeah, a lot of line movement here, Colin. This is a stay away, but it's a fun one to watch. The headline will be Jimmy G wins homecoming king. Everybody loves the Jimmy G getting kind of booted out of New England by Robert Kraft and Brady. I think he gets some revenge, but this line movement is fishy, Colin, right? It was 5.5 last week. Now it's down to 2. I don't know if the 49ers have looked that good, or is everybody selling the Patriots? The scary number here for the Patriots, Bill Belichick since 2003, off an outright loss, 41-16 against the spread. But he doesn't have Tom Brady, and I don't know how good this Patriots team is. We could see the bottom falling out. Cam Newton wears number one, right? Somebody joked to me, that's how long the Patriots plan on keeping him in New England. I guess the bloom is off the roads there for Cam.
Yeah, they just don't have any speed. N'Keal Harry doesn't get open. So I think regardless of who's quarterback, this is what Brady complained about last year. They are the slowest offense in the league. Finally, tomorrow's headlines today. Seahawks at the Cardinals. I like Seattle here. Your thoughts?
You know, I'm told I have to be nice because Russell Wilson is like one of your biggest fans, I guess. You guys are chummy now.
Yeah.
The headline will be Seahawks not rusty off bye week. Pete Carroll, we know he's dominant off bye weeks. 1-4 straight. Listen, I like Arizona. We've talked about them on the show, off the show. I think they're a playoff team. But Colin, the quarterbacks they've faced this year, are you ready for this? Jimmy G in the opener. Dwayne Haskins, who's been benched. Matt Stafford, good. Bridgewater, eh. Joe Flacco and Andy Dalton. Now you have to face Russell Wilson. That's a huge step up in class. And I think Russ carves him up. What's keeping me off this is the spread, right? At 3.5, I hate that hook. Kyler Murray can come in the back door. You know we're big fans of Kyler Murray. So I would ride with you on Seattle here. This is a tough week. I'm going to warn some people. There's a lot of really tough spreads. And, you know, 6 weeks in, we have an idea who's good and who's not. I mean, Colin, are the Jaguars good? You know, they're going to play Justin Herbert. I mean, we got a lot of strange spreads here. Big week in the NFL. Love it.
Yeah. You know, the reason Russell Wilson in games against the Cardinals in Arizona, he lost his first one. He is since then, he is 6-0-1, and it's the team he has dominated the most at Arizona. So the other thing is, Arizona's on a short week. Yes. Seattle's off a bye. Their last four byes, they're 4-0. I agree with you. Jason McIntyre, by the way, he's off his radio show tomorrow. Joy and TJ are filling in for J-Mac on the radio show, 10-1 Eastern, Fox Sports Radio. Good seeing you, buddy.
All right, pal. See you.
Upgrade to the wiper blades in bad weather. Walmart, only place to get them. Last two times longer than other blades. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades. And if you're not ready to give up, you want to feel energized, strong, driven, try M-Drive, the only supplement for driven men. Eat right, exercise, and take M-Drive. I do. Fox Bet, all the numbers come from there. Check out their social platforms for Joy. She's on the radio tomorrow. Speak for Yourself is around the corner. Goulet, be safe. I'm heading to Vegas for a day, a quick one. It's the Herd.